Well, just a quick chat today on this nice June morning. So I'm already part way around this couple of circuits, this hill, which is covered in buttercups at the moment. So we've got a kind of sea of yellow. And lots of pollen, which I get a bit of a hay fever, not too bad, but a little bit, which is a shame because I love this time of year. Nice still day for once, so no wind noise hopefully on the microphone. So not a huge amount to report, I don't think, because I did one of these last week. But I thought I'd try and keep the momentum going a bit, because something will occur to me, I'm sure, as I go around. So, yeah, things are kind of ticking along with the new book. I'm doing some kind of editing as I go with this, trying that, because if you write a whole novel and then sort of do lots and lots of edits afterwards, that can seem like a bit of a slog. So I'm kind of writing a bit, going back, editing a bit, and seeing if that helps me to get it done perhaps a bit faster in the end. But I will still have to go through it all and do a rewrite from start to finish, because it's just the way I kind of work. I do work on things quite a lot before I hand them over to anybody else. I've used the same editor for the last few books, and that seems to be going okay. And he says, you know, things are very clean when he gets them. He doesn't actually have to do a lot, and that's nice. That's kind of how I like it. I don't know if that's just a sort of professional pride type thing, but I don't like to sort of hand over sloppy work to anybody, even somebody whose job it is to check things. And I do take these things very seriously. The other day, somebody kind of emailed me with a typo from Mystery in May. There's a little missing word. There's things that are quite hard to spot because you tend to read over them. If they're part of a phrase, you tend not to notice. And it was just one little word missing. But I corrected it, recompiled it as the ebook and even the paperback as well. I did, and I went through all the stores that it's on and resubmitted the manuscript. And took quite a chunk of the day to do all that. Always a bit fiddly with the paperbacks as well, because I do all this stuff myself. I'm not at the point where it's kind of reasonable for me to hire people. Perhaps one day, I'll try and outsource things a bit more. But the thing is, I do like to make sure that everything's okay. So I kind of like that control of me being in charge of it and putting everything together. And some of the things that aren't so difficult once you learn to do them. I quite enjoy learning to use software and things, so that's okay. But yeah, I don't like things to have typos. I think there are some of my older sci-fi books that probably, need a bit of sprucing up. And I will get back to those and have a tinker with them. But I don't think at the moment, the way things are going, that that's going to be much of a focus for me. I think as much as I enjoy writing the sci-fi, and had fun with the humorous sci-fi ones with my Brent Bolster books, I don't know if they really kind of found the audience that they needed to survive those series. I could do more with them. There's always more you can do in this game. There's always ways of promoting things and so on, but it's just a question of time and energy. And really, my time and energy is on the mysteries at the moment. And I don't think I will change very far from that. I might, as I mentioned before, branch out into something a bit more towards the sort of crime end of the of the spectrum, that part of the genre, a bit more towards the police detective style of things, because that is something that I, you know, I'm interested in. I read it, I watch things on TV. I'm not particularly into the dreadfully gory stuff, I have to say. I probably mentioned that before, but just something not a million miles away from what I'm doing now, basically. So quite tempted to take some of the characters that already exist and sort of give them their own little stories and see how that goes. Might even be fun to tie them in, which would be a kind of a nice little Easter egg for people in the know. Could be quite interesting to make some little side references to things, perhaps. If D.S. Spiller was to get his own book, I might have some reference to other cases that have involved Dan and Alan, so we'll see. That seems like it would be a fun thing to do. And I think readers would like that. But not in a big way that you wouldn't have to have read, you know, the Devonshire Mysteries to get the other ones. But, you know, we will see. Because I don't want to sort of get too sidetracked on the chase for the shiny new things. It's, oh, Lottie. Oh dear, that horrible noise is Lottie coughing. Go on. She's such a sniffy sort of dog that she goes around with her nose in all the pollen and then it makes her cough. But no power on earth will convince her to get her nose out of the pollen. She's actually got yellow daubs all over her head now from nosing around the buttercups. Come on, Lottie. Yeah, getting set in her ways. That's what her instincts tell her to do, is to sniff around, looking for things to retrieve. We do get quite a few pheasants popping around the landscape. I haven't seen any in a while. But it's not far from, there's a little pheasant shoot not far from here, and you know, they do breed them, and the shotguns popping in the season. But that means that they kind of roam around quite a lot, and then they like to leap out of the undergrowth just as I'm going by, which gives you a bit of a cardiovascular workout. Anyway, not in here today. I suspect some have been in here, and some rabbits too. So, and there's signs of badgers as well. So she sniffs around. Come on, Lottie. Lottie, come on. Okay, so I don't think there's anything very different to kind of announce in this, in that it's just keeping going. I'm hoping to get some snippets of the new book up soon, but I'm a bit wary of putting up too early, because then people will think, well, hang on, how long have I got to wait for this thing to come out? Because it's going to take a while to finish. I've kind of gone through and assembled a cast of characters. And what I sometimes do, especially if they're major characters, is just find an actor or something, particularly an actor maybe in a role, and find a picture of them and just sort of put it in a document. And that's really, it's not particularly for the descriptions, you know, they might not even have the same colour hair or be the same height or age or anything. It's just kind of an aid memoir, really, for me, that I associate the picture with the name, and then I can kind of remember who is who and what they're doing there, and what role they have, and then they very quickly sort of take on a life of their own within the text. So it, as they get described and their characters come across, that's kind of different from, kind of divorced from any pictures that I might have got in the early stages, if you see what I mean. Otherwise you can end up in a bit of a muddle from the outset and just forgetting who's who and having to refer to notes all the time, which I don't really want to do because I don't like to break up the flow too much. So let's try and get going without having to look back. So each time you stop and look back or you look something up, it can kind of slow you down. I'm a bit of a terror for looking up details of things as I go, which I shouldn't really do. There's lots of sneezing now. Anyway, yeah, people always say, oh, you shouldn't look things up till later, but it's kind of hard if you're describing some little detail in the book. If you've only got a vague idea of it, or you don't really know if it's going to be possible, so you don't want to mention something that is just ridiculous and not true. Example, people often, it's a bit of a hackneyed phrase, but people often talk about, you know, those who write thrillers are, say somebody had the safety catch on a gun that doesn't have a Glock, I think usually is one that doesn't have a safety catch famously, and people talk about that, and that might be an important plot point, you know, so I guess that might mess up the story. But yeah, if I see some little thing, I have an idea without really knowing much about it, I will have to have a quick look up usually. Can't stop myself from having a quick look to see if such a thing is even plausible. And I've been collecting together my sources in a notebook. I use Notion now, it's a free program that you can put notes and you can do all kinds of things with it, like your to-do lists and all sorts of stuff. But I just use it to compile a list, which I share with people afterwards for those who are interested to see where those bits of information have come from. And those links, I think, are all over on the new site now at michaelcampling.com. They're all in there somewhere in a category called Sources, I believe. And there's a link from the back of each book to them. I don't really know how much people look into those. It's so easy these days, if somebody wants to search something, you know, they can search it for themselves. And especially with all the smart speakers and things a lot of us might have in our houses, we can just say, okay, Google, tell me about such and such, and find out. But yeah, I've reached the end of the field here, so I wander back up a little bit. Lottie, come back this way. Just while we finish off. If you're listening to these and you have any questions, it's fine to comment on each one, you know. So if I say something in an episode of this, you could comment on that post underneath and I'll see it. I'm trying to keep on top of the comments on the site. Lottie's staring at me now. She's saying, we're finished, we're going home. She's standing at the bottom of the field. So I'm not going back up there again while you jabber away. Anyway, I won't be long. So thanks for listening. And thank you to everyone who has helped with a mug of tea or two on the coffee page. That's all really helping, actually. It's really nice. I've been telling a few people about it and some of the writing groups and things that I'm in. I've just been telling people because everybody tends to do the same thing, and you find a lot of people saying, hey, I use Patreon, so everyone else says, right, I'm going to use Patreon as well, and it's not necessarily the right thing for everybody. Sure, some people are making it work really well for them, and some people are using it as a whole big platform to put out material, put out stories and serials and all kinds of things, but you know, I didn't particularly like it, and I'm happy doing my own thing, and it's nice that I can offer things to people without asking for money and saying, you know, hey, this is free for everybody. I prefer that. And, you know, not everybody can afford to keep chipping into everything. And some people want to support people whose work they enjoy, and so the option is there. And I'm very grateful to people who do it, but I want to keep it totally optional. Yeah, and it's great. I'm very grateful to people who've supported and for the messages people have sent. I usually reply to the messages on the Ko-fi page, and I'm assuming that Ko-fi tells people that I've replied, but I don't know. I'll have to do a test. I've been meaning to test that since I've had it, because you can send private messages as well, but I usually just quickly reply to somebody, you know, when it says somebody's left you a message and supported you, it sends me an email, and so I go along and reply to that. So if you're expecting reply, and you haven't had it, then sorry, but that's where it is. It's on the Ko-fi page somewhere. So thanks to everyone for listening, whether you've been able to support or wanted to support or not, that's all fine. It's still support, just people listening. And if you want to help in any other way, telling people about the stories, if you think they might enjoy them, is really wonderful. We all like hearing things by word of mouth, don't we? You know, if people say, oh, have you watched such and such on TV, we tend to go and check it out. So yeah, if you know people who are keen readers perhaps, or people who might enjoy the old Death at Blackingstone Rock serial, you know where to send them. And they don't even need to get a newsletter for that, do they? So just sign up for that, and then when it finishes they can unsubscribe if they want. But I better go and take Lottie home for a drink. She's over there sneezing while still sniffing at the pollen. So okay, take care, look after yourselves, and we'll talk again soon. Okay, bye.